I was with a group of intimate friends today when someone started talking about anger and resentment and how the two of these can gang up on a person and bring an otherwise nice day to an abrupt end and then kill it. Anger is an emotion characterized by antagonism towards something or someone you feel has deliberately wronged you. Good anger rarely gets me into trouble. I'm talking about the bad kind. As for resentment, for me, I can't have one little old resentment without having a bunch of them. If I deal with a new one, old resentments I thought I'd successfully put to bed, wake up and roar back, cheering on the new one. Many people believe, including me, that resentments are toxic to our inner being. The word resentment is similar to sentiment. Of course, the word sentiment is a view or attitude toward a situation or an event. An opinion. It has to do with feeling. And then the first part of the word resentment, the re part, means again. So resentment is literally feeling again, recycling negative feelings, revisiting old wrongs done us. I envision a pack of wild, angry dogs at night, asleep behind a fence, when a neighboring dog starts growling and barking just outside the gate, the yard comes alive. The inside of my head has lived inside that fenced yard. A bad resentment against someone is like giving them free room and board to live inside my head to keep me livid as I replay what angered me. Probably they're at home asleep, clueless I'm even mad at all. I hate it when I swallow that bait. Several years ago, I was able to peel back what made Paul tick, like an onion. I've not nearly done enough peeling, mind you, but I have peeled enough that I can see that my resentments all begin from expectations. What I expected from others, mostly from my family, but not entirely. It could have been anyone. I was good at it. If I expected you to do something and you didn't do it, I'd plant a baby resentment that I'd feed and water into a healthy old plant. It worked the other way around, too. If I expected you not to do something, but you did it, I decided that if I could somehow try and do away with all expectations in my life, I might have fewer resentments. It was easier than I thought. And guess what? It worked. Now my wife makes me breakfast. I don't expect it. It's a gift. She brings me a cup of coffee with just enough cream and sugar. It's a gift. I get a compliment at work, or the boss tells me I performed well. Gift, gift, gift. My son sends me a birthday card. I see that as a gift, too. He doesn't have to. I feel blessed when I am gifted. I, in turn, feel led to do the same. I wash the laundry. I make the bed. I clean the sink. I wash her car. I change the oil. I pick up my phone and I text my kids, "Good morning. I love you." In essence, I'm now gifting others. Now, I don't know if it would work for you, but it has for me. The really big injustices we don't ever forget, but we find a way to accept and forgive. Acceptance doesn't mean that I give them a free pass. I just learn to forgive for my own sanity. Those people I have to pray for, praying for them all the good things I want in my life to have in theirs. Even if I don't mean it at first. It's like an ointment on the ailment. And my resentments, they slowly disappear. Or most of them. Sure, there are some I still need to work on, like that guy back in college in theater class that treated me like dirt, that scumbag. I'm going to Google him up someday and... Okay. I've got a way to go on some of these. I'm still... healing. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.